Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I would like to talk about a problem called sleep apnea. And since there are so many people who are overweight and or obese, we are seeing many, many cases of sleep apnea. Now, this is a syndrome where breathing stops several times an hour while you're sleeping. Believe it or not, you actually stop breathing, sometimes hundreds of times during the night when you're sleeping. Over 15 million people have been diagnosed with this in the United States, and twice as many men as women have sleep apnea. It's important to get this diagnosed and to get proper treatment because it can be extremely serious and has some side effects that you just aren't going to want to get if this goes undiagnosed. So let me first tell you some of the symptoms and then what to do about it. Well, first of all, some of the symptoms are a little bit tricky because if you sleep alone, you may not know that this is going on. If you have a partner, then they might notice some of these things like excessive snoring. You might choke and actually gasp for breath. Or if your partner is sort of listening, they might realize that you've actually stopped breathing for a while. And when you wake up in the morning, you'll just feel really tired. You're just sleepy because, of course, you didn't get uninterrupted sleep. You were waking yourself up by not breathing. So this goes on all night long. So people wake up absolutely exhausted in the morning versus pretty rested. You also might wake up and have a morning headache. And that's very typical with sleep apnea. And again, it has to do with not having solid sleep and having it interrupted many, many times during the night. Now, from this problem of sleep apnea and not sleeping well, you can end up having some physical problems. And the top one is actually high blood pressure. High blood pressure that you just can't figure out. It's resistant. You might be on medicines and it's still hard to get it controlled. And you've got to get to the underlying cause of it. And usually, with sleep apnea, once it's diagnosed and you have treatment, that blood pressure finally can get under control. Now, 70% of people who are diagnosed with this are obese, and we can go by neck size. So in guys, it's having a neck measurement that's 17 inches or more, and in women, 16 inches or more, okay? So just to let you know, if you see that neck size increasing, you might want to pull out the tape measure and see where you stand on that. Now, if you suspect that you have a sleep disorder, you have to talk to your physician. He or she will probably recommend that you get a sleep test, and it will be done by a specialized sleep doctor who can interpret the results and then come up with an action plan with you and your family to get this under control. And part of that treatment might be getting a CPAP machine to help your nighttime breathing. It's very, very successful in getting over the problems with sleep apnea. Now, diet-wise, let me just give you three tips here. One is to avoid alcohol near the end of the day. It can cause disrupted sleep, but it also can affect some of the breathing at night. You want to be sure to lose weight if you need to lose weight. If you need to lose weight, because it is rare for people to have sleep apnea if they're lean. It can happen, but it's pretty unusual. You want to be careful about the timing of your eating, and that is not to have too much at the end of the day. This can make some of your sleeping a little more difficult too. And then lifestyle-wise, be sure to increase some exercise to help you with that weight loss if that's what you need to do. So if you suspect it or your sleeping partner suspects that you have a sleeping problem, be sure to hippity-hop in to see your doctor, get it assessed with a specialized sleep doc. Martha Jefferson has a support group for people with sleep apnea because this is really a huge problem, and it can be very helpful to connect with other people to see what their tips are for getting through the night well rested and in the long haul, having really good control of your blood pressure. And the number to call for the information on that is with Health Connection, 434-654-7009. And then there are two website addresses I want to give you. One is www.sleepapnea.org, and the other is apneasupport.org, and that is a great sleep apnea support group online that you could get hooked into to find out what other people are doing to manage this problem. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring. Need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said.